I'm going to start. Okay. So we're in Mishlei Perek Tet Zayin, chapter 16. Again, taking a long time. It's a long path. And it's all about roads.
It's all about
Roads. About the
what?
path in life, right?
Yeah. Hi,
Hi,
Ruthie.
Ruthie.
Hey.
About the long road we've taken to get through Perek Tet Zayin. Chapter 16 is about the Mesilat Yesharim, that life is a journey, right? It's a path. You got to ch choose where you're going. I like this Emerson quote, that to finish the moment, to find the journey's end in every step of the road, to live the greatest number of good hours is wisdom. That's our goal there. Plus, Mishlomo's talked about Mesilat Yesharim. We talked about that in detail, and then talked about having false paths, going the wrong way. That was the last time we talked about Yesh Derech Yashar Lifnei Ish. There's a path that looks straight before a person. Vachriteha, Vachriteha, Derech Mavet. But the end is death. And Jana pointed out that every path ends in death, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of, we're stuck there. This is the headline from the Onion. You know the Onion?
It sounds familiar. Is that like a fake magazine, that news
Yes, it's
article?
a satire. Newspaper.
Yeah.
Babylon B is another one like that. But anyway, their headline: world death rate holding steady at 100%. Okay, so when you're talking about, we don't want the Derech Mavet, it's talking about, well, I want to have live a good long life, peace, a peaceful death, a fruitful life. It's 100 zantzin yar, my grandmother would say. This is a terrible joke. I want to die peacefully in my sleep, like my grandfather did. Not screaming in terror like the passengers in his car. That's terrible. I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, screaming in terror like the passengers in his car. Mira appreciated it. She's much more morbid than I am. Okay. Okay. Okay, so where we are in Mishlei is making that point. Okay, this is, we're at Pasuk Lamed Aleph. It says, Ateret Tiferet Seva, crown of glory is old age, literally the gray hair. Tzedakah, but it's found by the path of righteousness. All right, we want to be, we got, our glory is to reach seva, old age, hoary head. Gray hair is a crown of glory. And we're supposed to respect the elderly, and those which are getting elderly are supposed to be respected, right? And it's not just for being wise, because just being old, just getting to that point means you've had experience and you're worthy of respect. And so the Torah says about that, mipnei seva takum, stand before the old. But Data Bez Akane, and glorify the elderly, Yuretimilokecha, and Yashem, and fear God, I'm Lord. And the Ramban says, you know what, this halacha of standing up before someone's old doesn't just apply to someone who is old and wise. Okay, it's just the act of being old. He quotes Rashi about this pasuk, Yachol mipnei zekein hashmaim. And Rashi says, maybe you think a foolish old person, you should also stand up. Tamalumra zaken. No, the word zaken means in zaken ela zeh shekana chachma. Someone's acquired wisdom. That's someone worthy of respect. That's Lashon Rashi. That's what Rashi says. You know, this is Ramban quoting him. Vishnei b'gemara b'sak edushin, and this is exactly what Gemara says. That's what Gemara starts learning this pasuk. Ibnei seba takum refers to someone who's zeh shekana chachma. Someone has wisdom. According to both Rashi and that first reading Gemara, this only applies to someone who's wise. Nonetheless, that's not what the halacha is. You owe respect to the elderly no matter what. And they said after that comment about this, the one who acquires wisdom, Isi Bar Yehuda Omer, Kol Seva B'Mashma. That sounds there, From the pasuk, it's mitzvah batakum. It's anyone who has achieved old age, any elderly person you should stand up for, show respect. All right, Yochanan, similar, and the conclusion of the Gemara is Rabbi Yochanan says halacha ke'isi ben Yehuda. Isi ben Yehuda is right. That's halacha. Yenei tzebe b'kol seba, and therefore anyone elder, this mitzvah applies. Afilo alashmai shuabor, even some completely old culture, someone who has no sense at all. It's not a matter of being wise, simply having gotten to the point of old age. The Yachsor of Yisrael Zaken, and then the next part is Adarta Pei Zaken. You can say that's the Zesha Kana Chachma, so it's who's wise. But feel Yanik V'chachim. Even if they're young, if they're wise, you should respect them. So two different things. Din Shiagam Dat Unkelus and Twos Unkelus, the translations, the same thing. Goli B'Seva, that's so that. We come to out that a seva here, that one owes respect, sibiklas kola seva, implies both things. Everything, then seva Torah, whether you have the ancient wisdom of the Torah, then seva ha'imim, more it's literally being old. That's worthy of respect. That's what Mishlei says here, a teret seva. That's it.
Deanna, you know that Mimnei Seva Takum used to be on all the buses.
They don't have it anymore?
No, I mean, I haven't been there in a while, so I
I'm trying to
can't
remember.
update you right now, but when I jump on a bus, I would see that that's the one thing that they haven't left, they'll let go, that they would get up for an elderly person
I'm
or somebody who was having
trying to remember. I
mobility
was just
issues.
there. They took a lot of buses.
What?
They definitely had the seats in the front that were marked for the.
Right.
I don't know if they still say it. They say about that code.
I
In
hope
terms of
so.
respecting the elderly, we have Lewis Carroll's famous poem from Alice in Wonderland. Says, "You are old, Father William," the young man said, "and your hair has become very white. You incessantly stand on your head. Do you think at your age it is right?" "In my youth," Father William replied to his son, "I feared it would injure the brain. But now I'm perfectly sure that I have none. Why, I do it again and again. As I get older, the less I worry about my brain." But it's still worth respecting the elderly. So that's what this pasuk is. Teret Tiferet Seva, as Rabbak says, like a crown of glory. Because people will respect the elderly. At least supposed to. So now the question is, how do you get to old age? That's the goal. For that respect. And so the pasuk says, over here, right, but derech tzedakah must say, do righteous, do tzedakah, and you'll find the way to get old age. Mel Brooks has other ideas. Ever hear the 2,000-year-old man?
Yeah, I mean, I think that was a movie, no?
Don't think he made a movie. He made a record or a tape of it. It was like an interview. Carl Reiner and Mel
Thought he
Brooks.
made a movie out of that. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sounds familiar.
Recent documentary that he just did a
Oh,
few recently,
about
issued
his life.
about his life, but he talks a lot about the 2,000-year-old man.
He made it to 100. He was a lot younger then, right? Right. His advice: don't never touch fried food, and stay out of Ferraris, and eat more fruit. Okay, that's the advice. That's not Mishle, right? Mishle is do righteousness, and some commentaries are a little bothered by that because you know
I
that.
like that. Don't run for a bus. That was my rule in Israel.
Don't run for the bus, you'll always be another.
You'd always see these people in terrible shoes and they'd always trip. I'd say, that's rule number one. Don't run for a bus. You're not going to
You
get
go. Okay, so you should live to 2,000 years. Not running for buses.
it. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to look for more ethical arguments, more ethical ways of getting old, okay? And then the idea of tzaddik for Rosh HaVetovla, right? That Rishayim can live for a long time. Also, so the Malbim, for instance, says, no, the pasuk tells us that's not a tara at that point. It's not a crown of glory. Such people don't reserve respect if they're not it. Right? The Malbim says that a tara has this crown of glory, this honor that of the old gets. Lo timaseh say rak b'derech tzedakah. You're only going to find it by doing tzedakah. She'az kol shehosif yamim, hosif mitzvot u'masim tovim, because then the more you live, The more Masim Tovim, the more mitzvot you can do. About Rasha Hosiflasa Ra, but someone who is a Rasha will only do more evil. Will Yabasha Terate Amim, and doesn't get this Atara, doesn't get this crown, doesn't deserve it. But that's really not what Mishle says. Mishle has its own theodicy, which is that no, evil doesn't last. The only way you're going to live is by doing good, being an ethical person. That's what it means b'derech tzedakah. And we saw that in Perek Vav, Ish Belial, Ish Aven, the person with the lawless person, person of sin, Holech Be'ekshor Peh, who goes according to the warped ways of his own mouth. Al Kain Pit'om Yavo Edo, his destruction comes suddenly, Petisha, very suddenly breaks the Enmer Peh and will never be healed. That's Avo. That's sin there. Mishlei doesn't allow for Rasha V'Tovlo. Doesn't happen. Again, it's a different approach. It doesn't tell you what should be. And so Rashi says that this, when Mishlei says b'derech tzedakah, that you'll find this seva, this old age, by going the path of righteousness, that means ayyadeh tzedakah marchin yemehem. Because through that tzedakah, they live a long life. And as the Gra puts it, that's the reward for doing mitzvah. Hashem says, you're doing a good job so far. I'll give you a chance to do some more. I say, Vahi, Baal Adam, the person who achieves old age, Kasher Yizakeo Hashem Yitbarach, when Hashem gives him the merit, Lanhig Yeshiva Shel Torah, let him sit and learn Torah, Vizikneto, in his old age, Vateret Na'ahi Ma'od, and this is a wonderful thing. This sort of thing is found as the one who goes in the way of tzedakah. And again, it's the derech tzedakah. It's not so much the doing tzedakah, but you running your life in a way that guns on this path, making the right choices along the way. You don't know what the ultimate destination is. You can only make the choice. Whereas the Ramban puts it, Hinei, look, this old age is like this glorious crown. Yashim kulam yichavdu ish seva, because people respect an old person, and a person can achieve this by being righteous, being straightforward, in terms of their characteristics, in their ideas, their ethics. Because without this, a person will die prematurely. That's the philosophy of Mishlei. Okay, and Shlomo will say this later, that you need to choose this derech, the path of tzedakah. That's not so much the individual acts, but it's the way you lead a life. He says, "Radof tzedakah v'chesed, chase after righteousness and kindness. Metzei chayim, and you will find life. Tzedakah v'chavon, you will find righteousness, and you'll find honor by chasing after the tzedakah." David says the same thing. We have this in Tehillim Lamed Daled, which we say on Shabbos mornings, Le David, Peshanato Tamo. We say, Mia Isha Chavetz Chaim, who's a person who wants life? Well, Hev Yamim L'Rotov, loves days, wants to see good. It's Sur Merab Yasetov, avoid evil, do good. Bakesh Shalom, seek out peace, Rodfeo, chase after it. It's the Rodef, that's the key part, chasing after it. That'll let you live a long time. And then we go to the last psukim in this perek, one of the most famous psukim in Mishlei, Tov Erech Apayim Migibor. A patient person who is slow to anger is better than a hero. Umoshel Baruchos, someone rules over their own spirit, Miklokei Ir, is greater than someone who conquers a city. And then he says, Bechek Yutal Tabaral, that the lot may be held in the cloak, or translate here the lap. You hold on to that, the dice you're throwing. May Hashem kol mishpato, but every choice, every decision, every judgment, it comes from God. And it's famous because it's in Pirkei Avot, which we're learning right now between Pesach and Shavuot. Zoma Omer is Gibor, who is truly mighty, but Kovesh Yisrael. Someone controls themselves, controls their own nature. As it says in our pasuk, Tov Erech Apayim Migibor, Moshe Bruchol Melelched Ir. Better to be slow to anger than to be strong, I'm better to rule over your own self, own spirit, than conquering a city. At the simplest level, we understand that it's a mashal, it's a parable, it's a metaphor. That's harder. It takes more strength to control yourself than to just be a strong man or conquer others. Therefore, you should admire the people who control themselves more. You should admire strong men. Our role model should be the Erech HaPayim, not the located ear. But what it means to be as a mashal, as a metaphor, to be a located ear, to conquer the city, to be a moshel, to be a ruler, we've talked about this before. The idea that the Melech and Moshel represents our mind, our sense of self, trying to control all these little pieces running around. Right? That's Ruthie's internal family dynamics or systems there, right? We know that, and that's what this is. We know that, right? Consciousness only comes about when you have a mind that's actually made up of thousands of individual models, modules that are barely on speaking terms. Okay? So you've got to get all these little pieces here, right? And the Gra says that that's the metaphor of a located ear, someone who conquers a city, right? You're trying to run this city. I didn't quote the famous joke about Golda Meir and Richard Nixon. Talk to
No,
each other.
remember if we talked about that?
What?
Did we talk about that?
It's an old joke. I'm sure it never actually happened. It's a good joke nonetheless. That Nixon is telling Golda Meir that he you got it is easy. There are 2 million Israelis. How many there were then in the 70s? I've got to be president of 200 million Americans. And she says that's nothing. You're president of 200 million Americans. I've got to be prime minister of 2 million prime ministers. That's
That's cute.
right. Anyway, that's what your mind is. You're trying to be prime minister over 2 million prime ministers. Okay, and that's this idea of a look. You need to be Moshel Baruchot, ruling over yourself is like being a locatier, someone who's trying to rule over a city. And that's why he puts this together. Better to be slow to anger than being a hero. That it was a gibor in this sense, the strong man, the mighty. It involves overpowering somebody else. You want to be overpowering somebody else. It depends on how strong you are. That means you're strong enough to be able to overthrow, be able to kill your enemy. But conquering the city is more subtle because you can't just go and kill everybody because then you don't have a city left. You got to be the ruler of it. Right? You want to conquer the city, leave them alive. He doesn't want to conquer it and then kill them all, because then there's no point in conquering. And this is true in general characteristics. There are some characteristics, like kaf, like anger, you have to completely control. It's like being the gibor, right? You have to be like the gibor and overpower them, wipe them out entirely. The Rambam says this in when he talks mostly about the golden mean, right? You never want to be on one extreme to the other one, except for kas, except for anger. That's losing control. It's the Rambam kind of kas midara. Now, getting angry is a terrible thing. He ad lamaod, really bad. You should try to avoid it to the furthest extreme. And you should teach yourself, practice. Don't get angry. But feel al dabar sharoi lichos alav. Even something that is worth getting angry about, worth getting upset about. V'imratzel and if you're trying to instill fear, right? It's worth getting angry about. You got to make a point how much you care about this for your family, all at tzibur or a community. Muyo parnes. If you're the leader of the community, you got to get upset. Right? Taking this seriously. Ratzel lichos alehem. And therefore, you want to get angry at them to get them to shape up, get better. You should look angry. In order to discipline them. But still, you should remain calm. If you lose control, you're going to lose. You can act angry. Your mind to become in yourself. It's like the person who's acting out anger. So when you should be angry, you shouldn't actually get angry. It's not worth getting angry. So that the tendency to anger, you've got to be the gibor in control. And that the drugs continues tava, but other desires. We talked about this in the terms of the Yetzer Hara, that you need the Yetzer Hara. They're necessary to serve Hashem, and to keep your body going. You need hunger. So you need to break them, but not destroy them. You need them still. That should be a little thin. Let me correct that. Okay, there we go. So therefore, you need to be the Moshe, the ruler, over this entire year, the city of independent citizens that are all clamoring. None of them get along with each other. But you can't wipe them out. You need each one of them. That's why that person is a Moshe Brucho, ruling over your spirit. So Moshe Bam, you have to rule over the rest of them. Tell the Varimus Rachim, and you take what's necessary. And control what's not necessary. That's your goal. That's what it means to be a Moshe Berucho. Now, is
Danny, how come the garage talking about that?
he's trying to say that this metaphor that a Moshe Berucho is better, is greater than a locate ear, that's because they have something in common. Right? Both of them are trying to keep all these opposing forces under control. And it's hard to do that within your own little, within your own mind, by your own internal family, than it is to try to run a country. That's what he's saying. That's the most point. So that's Ezo Gibor, so Moshe HaKovesh Yitzro. Right? You need to be that located here, ruling over everything. And so what that means is that you can't directly control everything, right? I didn't think I put the quote about surfing, right? You don't control the wave, you just got to ride on them. And that's part of this locate ear, is that we're not actually controlling all these various parts of our minds. We're trying to guide them and use them. Right? That's the famous serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That's what you need, and that's the implication of the next pasuk, which is Bechek Yutal Tegoral. You have the lots, the goral, the dice in your hands, right? You think that you're the one who's rolling the dice. You don't control everything, but you decide when you're making that choice, right? The metaphor from Julius Caesar crossing the Rubicon, he says, "Elia iacta est." Heard that quote? The die is cast. Right, this is when Caesar is about to go back into Rome and basically rebel. Right? He was a general, but he's going to take over, and now he's going to become the Caesar, right? To go from being a republic to an empire. I suppose he said that the die is cast. I made my choice, whatever happens. But still, the idea is that saying that I make the decision. The garal is in my hands, my lap. I'm the one rolling it, but it's not because. From was saying, Hashem kol mishpato, that all the decisions, even the choice of what, of when to make those decisions, not up to us. We have to make the best decisions what we have, but we can choose, right? Oh, I did quote the surfing. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf. And then the next pasuk is the start of a new parak. Probably made it to Parak Tet Zayin, this is Parak Yud Zayin, but really there's no paragraph break. This is part of the same series of thoughts. And someone says, Tov pat chareva b'shalava ba, better to have a dry bread with peace, mibayit malei zivchei riv, than a house full of meat that's full of strife and arguing. Nice thought. We've seen it. We saw it earlier in the same paragraph when we said Tov Ma'apitz Dakah, better a little bit with justice, may rove two votes below Mishpat than with lots of produce without any justice. Better to have peace, even if you don't have that much. And that goes with this idea of Eteret Tzeva, that old age is achieved, but Derech Tzedakah. It's only the tzedakah, it's only the righteousness, only the shalva, the peace, the shalom that make old age possible. Doesn't help to have all things in the world if you're going to die early. And this is, again, from Pirkei Avot, from Perek Bet, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, all these things, but specifically, it's Ziknah and Seva are good for the tzaddikim. They'll get a chance to enjoy it. It says that Teretz Seva, as our passage says, that you'll find this peaceful old age with doing tzedakah. And then someone goes back to the idea of a moshel, with a what sounds like a more common proverb, Eved maskil yimshol ben mavish, that a wise servant will rule over a foolish son. Nachala, and this wise servant will divide the inheritance along with all the brothers. So Rabbi Nina talks, it takes it as advice, taking it kind of literally. That okay, this is talking about when you're trying to, when you're writing your will, dividing up your estate, realize that if your sons are foolish, they're gonna lose everything and the servants are gonna take everything. Again, this is Rabbeinu Yonah, Eved Maskil, Yimshobu Ben Mavish. Well, the Shebach Malat HaSecha, saying that being wise is a good thing. Of, and so therefore you as the father need you do it's questioning the father, derech, teach your children well. Well, because if not, because then there's no point in anything you leave them, because if they're not wise, they're going to lose it all. Because they'd be ruled by the clever servant. So it's coming to tell. Teach the father, teach your children well while you're alive, la skill, to have some sense in working, to be diligent, marbo, I don't think, well, eventually they'll learn it, I'll leave everything to them and they'll figure it out. They will learn secha, they'll learn wisdom and diligence. You need to make sure that they learn the seichel first. You take this very literally as an advice. But I would read it as part of the same mashal, the same proverb about the moshel. Right? You're trying to rule over your all these various parts of your mind, keep everything in control. But it's like the tov erech apay migibor, right? That you need to train and work on all your kemidot, all aspects of your personality. Otherwise, the less desirable ones, which is calling the Eved, the slave here, will come to dominate. You'll end up with your whole brain being ruled by something you don't want it to be running it. Be careful. Lesson of Musa in character development. Make sure the you part of you is the one part that's in charge.
Danny, how do you teach somebody common sense? Because I personally know somebody who has no sechel, even though she's like super intelligent, like from an intellectual point of view. But when it
There's
comes
a
to like sechel,
Yiddish saying that experience is the best teacher. Tuition is astronomical. I don't know. Besides making mistakes and having things happen, I don't know how else you get to that point.
I'm just saying, everybody makes mistakes. The question is, do you learn from your mistakes? You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where the difference between somebody who really is on target and who is sensitive to their mistakes and what was that went wrong, as opposed to the person who makes mistakes and has no clue and then blames X, Y, or Z and never looks at themselves.
If this other person is an adult, that you're not personally responsible for,
Yeah.
then you have to live with it. I don't think you can, I don't think you can change somebody else.
That's, yeah.
You are actually responsible for their development, your kids, whatever that is, your students, then you can push harder. I don't have a
Yeah.
good answer for it, but I think if it's someone else, you're not going to be able to do it. I don't know that any possible way to change other people.
I mean, that's that's the question, how do you help somebody who really is doesn't have any innate sense of what
Simple
somebody
way, simple way. The only way you change somebody else is by positive reinforcement. Cheer them on when they do something good.
yeah.
And I think if you can do that, right, the one little point where that other person makes a good choice and say that. You
Yeah.
point out the thing they're doing wrong, they're just not gonna be your friend anymore.
Right.
Right? You need to get buy-in to the whole system. So with your kid, you can lock them in the room and they don't get to leave. So it's a lot easier, right? Other people, you can't do that. So
Yeah.
that's my one advice. Spend all
Right.
your time complimenting. And just
Done.
pick your compliments.
All right. Sounds good.
And the other side of it is never listen to me because I don't know any of this anything.
Well,
Right?
you're teaching all this stuff about Seyfel.
That's true, but I'm making, I'm making, this is. I'm reading what Shono's saying and I'm making stuff up as well. I like reading it, but I can't say I've got good advice here. I don't know. But with that, I do want to stop here because we got a whole bunch of things about Metzaria Flakesef and testing and things like that. So I will stop here and we'll continue on next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Wait, next week is Wednesday, Rabbi thinks the. The Tuesday or what? Oh, yeah, wait, Lag BaOmer is Tuesday, Monday night. Okay, so Tuesday night should be fine.
I
Okay.
may be at a an Adina Sussman event. I think there's something that I signed up for that I realized now is on a Tuesday. I think it's May 5th. So I may be out of commission, but you guys go ahead and I'll listen.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say have a good night.
Good night.
Right.
Thanks,
And
Danny.
continue
Good to see you guys.
that. We'll continue next week.
Okay.